It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Well, it's another Monday and another great day to step into the studio. This morning, I took the puppy out in the backyard and ran her around, and then we went for a smell of the neighborhood, which I've learned that it's not about me getting out and taking a walk. Like, at first I thought, I need exercise. But she needs to, as my friend Nancy calls it, read the newspaper, which means smell every bush, smell every piece of cement, every wood chip, bark at every dog. It's hilarious. So I think I wore her out. She's down at my feet. So welcome to the next room. Today's guest is Christy Marie. Christy is a death doula and an end-of-life specialist, and she's also co-producer of the Beautiful Dying Expo, which, if you'll recall, I just had Michelle Little on. Michelle Little, let me say that right. That little got caught in the throat. I had her on a couple weeks ago. So Christy has been really, really instrumental in helping Michelle get it together for this virtual Death and Dying Expo. And it's called Beautiful Dying. If you want to go to the website, it's beautifuldyingexpo.com. It's really going to be a remarkable event. And it's 3 days, all virtual, and there are free portions of it. And then you can have total access for, I believe, $199. So we'll get into that. Anyway, welcome to the show, Christy. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Jane.
I am really happy you would take the time. I know that, you know, we talked a little bit and you said, I'm uncomfortable talking about myself. And I'm like, it's okay. It's just a conversation with, I would say, death sisters. Okay. We're sisters in this industry. And, I know you love talking about that. So that's what we're going to focus on. How did you get drawn into becoming a death doula?
You know, it was really sort of harmonic convergence. I've always been comfortable in the space of helping loved ones with their transition, starting as young as, I think I have a picture of me at age 3, and our beloved dog was passing, and she was in my lap, and, you know, I was just comforting her until the end, and that's been the norm my whole life, but I never knew that there was a name for it or that it was actually a job that people could do. And then my husband, about a year and a half ago, started working with Dignity Memorial, one of the local branches out here in our area, and he had gone to an event, and that's where he met with Michelle and heard about the expo, and right around the same time, I had been reading something on shadow work and kind of doing a deep dive into archetypes and all that, and I read about, you know, death doulas and what death midwives do and thought, oh my God, that's totally it. And how strange that my husband's working here. And oh my God, there's this beautiful dying expo. So we went to that first meeting and everything just kind of took off from there. And it was right at the time I discovered the Doula Givers program. And that's where I did my training through to really like hone the skills. But I think the advantage I had was when my daughter was born about 21 years ago now, I had a birth doula with me because she was a VBAC. My first one was a cesarean, and I wanted to have my daughter naturally. So the doula in the room with me that held the space and really, you know, kept everything kind of sacred for me, it was so inspiring that I became a birth doula. And not too dissimilar, birth doulas and death doulas. I mean,
yeah,
we're both there at the liminal space. And
right,
if you've been in the room for either experience, it feels the same.
Right. Isn't it wild? You know, on the way in and on the way out. And
yeah,
both really quite beautiful if you've been able to witness both, which I have been very blessed, not only with my own, but I was with a sister-in-law when she gave birth, and I've obviously, well, not obviously, but I held my best friend's hand when she just passed earlier this year. Wow. You know, it's interesting because you always, or I've heard about birth doulas forever. I mean, they've been around forever, but the death doula thing seems like it's just been picking up steam in the last several years. Maybe they've been around, but now it's part of a conversation. And it makes total sense to me that we are giving more credence and more awareness and more love to the passage of those that are moving on. Don't you agree?
Right. I think, yeah, absolutely. It's something that's been missing for us for a few generations.
Yep.
I mean, we really got away from being comfortable with the whole life cycle. You know, there was that divorce with capitalism and the whole, let's just, you know, go, 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 spin, 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 bye, 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 and it's all stuff. We really lost the soulful experience of being in tune with what's happening. And, you know, just like everything else that the baby boomer generation did, they kind of are moving through in this huge swell and uprising of all these changes at every stage of their life. And now they're facing mortality.
Mm-hmm.
It really is like, oh, we're going to do this different.
Yeah. You know what? It's so true. Cause I'm 59 and, you know, I've always been like really curious and super into this whole vibe. I don't even know, like you said, I didn't even know there was a name for it, but as I gently age, I'm keenly aware that, you know, every day I wake up, I'm like, oh, cool, I'm here. All right, let's give thanks and let's get outside and breathe some fresh air, take the puppy for a walk. Yeah, it's amazing. I just feel like the conversation is getting so much richer and so much more prevalent on a day-to-day basis.
Well, and especially now, this year has put everything on fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a conversation that's been thrust to the forefront where it's like, oh, we're all mortal. Like, we're all susceptible to this. And it could be something as simple as a microscopic virus, or it could be, you know, as random as, you know, that car accident that comes out of nowhere. And that's scary, facing that mortality. I think there's, you know, we're feeling the ripple effects of it everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding. 2020 has been a really great and grave reminder that, you know, we're all just here for a minute or two. So we've got to get our peace train on, man. We have got to get it together. So I love the fact that you are now, so you're a certified death doula and an end of life specialist. And did I read that you were going back to school?
I am. I'm a full-time student at Cal State Fullerton.
Look at you go. That's incredible. What are you going to major in?
Well, this time it is a humanities and social sciences degree. So really, the entire program is on multicultural studies and different perspectives, like a global perspective of different cultures and environments. You know, it kind of dovetails really nicely. I've done studies of world religions in the past, and I've always been fascinated with different archetypes and the whole human experience. So, yeah, I picked that program. Well, it was twofold. One, it's a 100% online degree, so that fits nicely.
Beautiful.
A working adult. And, you know, the other thing was the program itself. I mean, I'm getting such an eye-opening education that I wouldn't be able to just find myself, you know, Googling for things.
Right. Well, good for you. I love it. It's another silver lining with, you know, so many people. There's so many terrible memes about 2020. And I just, I'm the complete eternal optimist, you know, looking for a pony in a room full of horse shit. So I really, really, really keep looking for the things that are good. Like, it has brought families together. There's more, thank God for the communication and the virtual situation we've got going on. I mean, look at this, just this beautiful dying expo. I mean, last year it was at an event space, and this year it was supposed to be at an event space, and all of a sudden, monkey wrench, COVID-19, and now it's virtual. So let's talk about that and the transition and how that's been, because I know that you and Michelle have been working your tails off trying to pull this thing together.
Yes, it's a big undertaking, especially because we have it spaced out over 3 days, but actually it's for the best because we have more and more people contacting us that want to help and to get the message out. And it's so many different modalities. I mean, we have people that use music therapy for healing, and, you know, they want to be able to offer that so that just collect body, come into the space, and, you know, we're all experiencing grief right now on some level. And so to be able to have that, I think it's so important. We've got people that are just advanced care planning, and, you know, like we had said earlier, it's just, you never know time. And if anything, we all need to have a plan in place. We've got experts that are going to be coming in, and people are volunteering to offer their time to do this with us. And, you know, just finding the time and space for all of it. I think having it as an online virtual platform is phenomenal, because not everybody could afford to travel to the San Diego Convention Center and pay for a hotel for, you know, three.
Right.
Isn't all the expenses that go into that, but everybody can log on and everybody can, you know, look around and actually meet with all of our vendors and speakers in one. That's the really cool part about this, is that they're going to be able to go into these, you know, quote unquote booths, and with a click of it with video and audio, and walking into the center and you walk into a booth. We have the technology now to do that. And I think people have had, you know, almost a whole year of practice doing that online meeting.
Right.
It should be good. I'm very hopeful about
it. Yeah. Well, you know, it speaks volumes to where we are as a society, too. I mean, people are, even prior to this entire situation happening on the planet, you know, we were Zooming and getting clients in international places. And, you know, I mean, it really has changed how we look at things, how we work together. And so it makes total sense that you could pull this off in a virtual expo way. So it's November 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it's coming up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel? Like, are you feeling on track? What is it that, if you had a magic wand and Christy Marie could say, what I need for the Beautiful Dying Expo is this, what do you need?
What I need really is just to get the word out to as people as possible and invite them to join. Invite them to just, you know, register. And like you mentioned in the opening, there's free areas of it. The entire trade show floor is free. It goes all week in line in our ceremonies on the main stage. You're going to have a chance to see everybody who's the panelists that we have. And then, you know, just getting the word out there and getting people in to hear these panels. We've got panels planned for every day from top industry professionals, covering from diagnosis to the last breath and medication versus complementary therapies, and even death from the pediatric perspective, which is a hard conversation.
Mm.
I think it's an underrepresented population. People don't like to address the fact that, you know, our children die, and we need to acknowledge that and hold the space for it. So there's really something for everyone. You know, it's really exciting, but I think one of the hardest as a co-producer is navigating the time. We've got musicians from Brazil that'll be performing. We've got, you know, Singer Way is one of our sponsors, and they're in Australia. So we're out coordinating. And that we don't have her up on her time to, you know, fit in at the time that we'll be online. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's like playing a game of Jenga, getting all these parts and pieces together. It's exciting. And the thing for people to remember is talking about death and dying does not have to be super and sad. I mean, there's everybody I know in this industry. There's a sense of humor, I think, because we realize how precious life really is, and that finding joy in everyday moments is what makes it worth it for all of us. So,
right.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a sad, depressing conversation. For me, it's dinner conversation. You know, my kids, I know my kids are used to it. And I just feel that by facing it and talking about it and understanding that we are just here during this life experience as human beings, and then we're going to transfer, our energy is just going to shift. In my estimation, we just, you know, go into the next room.
Yeah, it's been proven. Energy, like, it never disappears. It just changes form. So.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's a really good part of it. And, you know, I know that the, what I love about the expo is that you are doing everything. You're doing the advanced care planning. You're doing the grieving. You're doing, there's distance Reiki. I love, too, that you're focused on some of it. There's some woo-woo side. There's some after death.
Oh, yeah.
And which I love because, you know, this show is open to all of that. You know, I don't care what your belief system, if you want to come on and talk about what is next, let's do it. You know, I'm always fascinated to find out what people feel, which brings me to this question. Christy Marie, what is next for you? Like, what do you feel intuitively happens after we transfer out of this meat suit that we're walking around in?
Oh, wow. That's a really deep question. I would say just given the experiences I've had being present at bedside when someone passes, you can feel the loved ones waiting just on the other side of the veil.
Mm.
Feel it. I mean, my dad was telling his grandmother, it's not time yet. He was talking to his best friend saying, Billy, you know, we'll get together soon. I'm not ready to leave yet. And whether it's, you know, science explains it as, oh, it's, you know, hallucinations from the mind doing blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's the energy. You can feel it. I think our loved ones are always there with us. And I don't think they're hovering around here watching us. That would be a little creepy. But I think when it's time, there is a greater source that we return to. And when our loved ones need us here at their time of transition, I think we come to them and we try to help them cross over. Just like I feel when a soul is born, there's, you know, angel spirits, loved ones, you know, God energy, whatever you want to call it. It is there in the delivery waiting for us to welcome this soul into the world. And hopefully we get it right. And hopefully we don't screw it up for whatever time they have here on the planet.
Mm.
When it's time for them to go back to the other veil, I think the loved ones are there to welcome them back home. You know?
Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful.
They've learned the lesson.
A friend sent me an article, I think it was somewhere, I don't know exactly where in Indonesia, but there is a birthing and deathbed. So when a person comes on the planet, they are born onto this bed, and then it just stays there, you know, somewhere on the porch of the home. And then when that person leaves, that is their deathbed. So
right.
There's so many cool traditions. It's so interesting to me that other countries are so much more advanced and so much more hip about the death and dying industry. We're getting there. You know, we are getting there. We're starting to lighten up a little bit, but there's some beautiful, beautiful traditions in other countries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's that tribe that sings you your song. When the mother becomes pregnant, they begin to sing you your song within the womb, and that's your song that is, you know, sung to you by the villagers throughout your entire life.
Mm.
On your deathbed, they sing your song. It's one that is given to you, and that's just so cool. It's such an acknowledgement of uniqueness of spirit, you know, and every single one of any experience, but we're all doing it in our unique divine way. So that's what's most important, and what reminds me all the time in doing this work is that, you know, we're divine beings have an experience. So I can get mad and I can do pet things and I can, you know, have reactions against anything, but it never lasts long at this point because I kind of pull, wait a minute, I have my health, I'm still here, I can't have a do-over.
Yeah, no kidding.
Try not to mess up.
I love that. You know what? That's like they sing you out with your song that you've had your whole life. That's a really, really cool thing. I just wrote that down because I want to research that and find out exactly what tribe does that.
The Himba people.
Okay.
They're an indigenous tribe in Africa.
Okay.
IMBA. Yeah. One of the little advantages of some of my, you know, culture anthropology classes. So I'm learning stuff.
I love that. Well, thank you, because I'm always, you know, I'm so curious and I love to learn. So, and just doing this show gives me such an advantage because I get to talk to interesting people like yourself. So with coming up with the Beautiful Dying Expo, are there, you know, what about sponsorships? I mean, let's get to it. Do you have some good sponsorships? You want to, you know, want to give a little shout out to some of the people that are donating? It's your time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, this would be our fiscal sponsor, which is IVAT, and that's the Institute on Violence and Trauma. The work that they do is just phenomenal, and they have been supportive of Michelle and the Beautiful Dying since day one. So we're always happy to have them helping us. And then Dr. Runners was our first really big sponsor that got on board and, you know, kind of said whatever we needed for help. And I think Dr. Bronner stepped into the arena because, you know, they're a huge supporter of MAPS, which is Research Foundation for Psychedelic Therapies, and especially how those therapies can be used for end of life and the transition. So I think it was a beautiful marriage for what Dr. Bronner's is looking to do and get the message out there, and what Beautiful Dying has as a platform. We're also supported by the San Diego Coalition for Compassionate Care. They were with us last year, and they're with us again this year, and some of their board members are on our advisory board. So it's fantastic to have that voice of reason.
That's great.
That they bring. Same with VITAS Healthcare. We've got, you know, Dr. Ben Jansen, who is their certified grief counselor. He has been a fantastic support from day one. And, you know, the information that we're getting from VITAS and the stuff that they're bringing to the table is just exciting. I mean, everybody needs to get a plan in place. Everybody needs to understand that the emotions you feel from grief are okay and it's normal. And, you know, having these sponsors make it possible is what's really cool. But there's always room for more.
Yeah, that's awesome. So IVAT, San Diego Coalition for Compassionate Care, VITAS, and Dr. Bronner's all one. So those are those are big ones. And you're right, there's always room for more. So what is the best way, if somebody's listening now and they're like, wow, I didn't even know this was taking place, how would they go about, just go to the website and contact you?
Yeah, 100%. TheBeautifulDyingExpo.com. That's the website. And, you know, there's buttons on there for you to contact us. And everything's on there for more information about becoming a sponsor or becoming an exhibitor. We've still got room if people have something that they just know helps and you're part of this industry. Let us know. Become an exhibitor, or, you know, talk to us about becoming a panelist or a speaker. What's really exciting with the online platform is that we can make room for more people and everything. So the website, and then on social media, if you want to find us, it's Beautiful Dying Expo on Instagram and Facebook. And on Twitter, the handle is A Beautiful Dying.
Perfect.
Those are really our three main platforms.
Love it. It's not like you have to move chairs or get a bigger room. That's what's great about this virtual platform. You can really expand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. And you're setting the pace for next year, too. So this is all, you know, I mean, this is all new. So you're going to probably have a few speed bumps along the way. But
oh, yeah, it's a learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely. So Christy Marie, death doula, end of life specialist, is my guest today. She is also the co-producer of the Beautiful Dying Expo, beautifuldyingexpo.com. It is November 13th, 14th, 15th, 2020. Go to the website. You can find out all about the speakers, the sponsors, exhibitors, media, donation, tickets. You did mention that there's a portion of it that is free. So if I'm listening and I just don't have the wherewithal to pay the $199 for the full experience, what do I get just to, if I log on and just poke around?
Right. So when you come on, we have opening and closing ceremonies at the beginning and end of each day. And that's where we're going to have, like I had mentioned, our musicians from Brazil that are doing the drumming. And we're going to be introducing the keynote speakers and, you know, some of the workshop presenters within those opening ceremonies. So you'll have a chance to hear them talk. And then you can enter into the expo area. And it's just a tab right there on the platform. Once you're in the expo, you can see all of the exhibitors that have their booths, and you can click into their booths, and you'll have a chance to find out more about, you know, their company or their services. And if they're offering live sessions, you'll be able to actually chat with them one-on-one. You can have private video chats, or you can, you know, just be a part of an online booth and chat with the other attendees that are there. And the really cool thing is you'll have a chance to network. So with this platform, you can see everybody who's attending the expo, and you can just go ahead and click on their name and do a quick little networking. You can do private video chats, or, you know, through phone calls like you and I are doing here, or you can just chat in the chat box. So it's a really cool opportunity to network, to actually meet with people on the expo floor, and to also attend those opening and closing ceremonies and be a part of the entire community.
Wow. That's great. I, you know, I've watched it from last year you know, growth and the changes with the website and with the amount of people that are involved. And it's really, it's been exponential, and it's really been fun to watch the growth of this beautiful industry, because so many people need this right now. I mean, like you said, we're all grieving something. You know, so many things have happened this year, and it's been a really, really difficult year. And even if people don't want to admit it, there's so much pain.
Right.
There's pain with the political yuck. There's, you know, pain with the COVID-19. There's pain with the loss of income, and the world as you know it, just going to the grocery store, is now turned into an ordeal. So we're grieving a lot, you know, not just loss of life, but loss of the way that things used to be. And I'm not quite sure we're going to get back to what everybody says, oh, we're going to get back to normal. I don't think there is such a thing as getting back to a normal. I think this is going to be a new way of life.
Yeah, and hopefully a deeper, more compassionate way of dealing with each other, communicating with each other, you know. And the great thing about having an expo like this is I know there's a lot of families that don't grow up talking about death or dying or, you know, being comfortable with the conversation. So if you are feeling these things, and I mean, that goes with mental health too. If you're feeling the anxiety or the anticipatory grief or what's happening and you're not comfortable talking about it with your family or with loved ones, you're going to find people at the expo to talk to about it. And we have a grief support room that's going to be available. And, you know, it's a safe space where you can go and, you know, you can talk to experts and you can just be in the company of other people that are there understanding you and can support you. So
I love that.
I encourage everybody to check it out.
That's really nice, a safe space, because we all, everybody, you know, we need someone to talk to. And sometimes you just don't want to lay all that at, you know, at the feet of your best friend. And they're busy and they don't want to hear what you have to say sometimes. It's like, I can't, you know. So it is good to have somewhere to go. BeautifulDyingExpo.com. My guest is Christy Marie. Christy, this has been absolutely delightful. I am so grateful that you would open up and come on the show, even though it's not your bailiwick.
No, it is definitely not the most comfortable thing, but you've made it very easy. And, you know, it helps that you have been with us from the beginning. So thank you for your support.
You're very welcome. Well, you knocked it out of the park. You've been listening to The Next Room with my guest, Christy Marie. I encourage you to go to BeautifulDyingExpo.com. And all of the links and all the information that Christy and I have spoken about today will be on the show page. So you'll be able to access it very easily. Christy, any final thoughts?
You know, I just want to remind everybody that our time is precious and we're all in it together. So be good to each other and, you know, shine that love light.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again next week on The Next Room.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.